and welcome back to the Lee Summit Town Hall podcast. I'm your host, Nick Parker. And I think this is 2 weeks in a row. 3 weeks in a row,
I
maybe.
Think it's actually three. Three.
Liesl Hayes.
Hi, Lee Summit.
I'm sorry, for a second, the way you said you drew Lee's out a little bit.
Yep.
I thought you were going to say hi to yourself.
Oh,
I thought you were
going to
say hi, Liesl.
Hi, Liesl. So great to have you back, Liesl. Tell us about your life.
Nobody wants to know.
No one does. No one really does. Wants. Yeah. Nobody likes a narcissistic podcast, you know?
Isn't that why we all podcast, though, a little bit?
Yeah, that's true. We all are just a little narcissistic.
The sound of our own voice.
Uh-huh.
It is a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing.
To us.
Yes.
Well, and maybe my son. I think my son likes it.
Yeah, I'm sure my mom likes it.
Either that or he just, I don't know.
And my business partner, Melissa, she listens every week, too, so, you know.
That's nice.
It is nice.
You know, I had good feedback on a recent episode. You weren't there for it.
Oh, which one was it?
We had the conversation I had with Steve Arbo, the former city manager, and
nice.
Now super volunteer guy.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I thought that was a fun conversation, and nice to talk to him, you know, when he wasn't. It wasn't the me media guy, he city manager relationship, right?
Sure.
It was just to have him kind of be a little more relaxed and talking about things he's passionate about, not just, like, he's always had passion about the city, but he had to be very careful.
Oh, absolutely. You just have to be careful
diplomatic.
With what you say,
right.
You know?
I still haven't convinced him to, like, you know, give me all the dirt.
Oh, I'm sure.
The backstories of things.
Yeah, he'll probably never give it to you either.
No, don't ruin my dream.
I know.
Don't ruin my dream.
Well, speaking of dreams.
Speaking of dreams, if you're dreaming of making your home better home, it's a good time to remind the people that the Lee Summit Town Hall podcast is brought to you all by Budget Blinds of Lee Summit.
Do think that Budget Blinds creates just amazing dreamy spaces.
They do. I mean, like we gush about the ownership family and about the store every week, but that's because they're awesome supporters.
They are. They absolutely are.
Summit and the Town Hall podcast. But like you walk into their showroom in downtown and I want to try all of the things somewhere in the house, and I know I can't really afford all of that, but because that would be a whole new home for me.
Right.
But I want all those things. I mean, let's be honest, I mostly want the robot shades.
We always talk about the robot shades, but yes, that's definitely what I want too. I just want to come into my house and say, Alexa, please open the blinds.
You've got some like big windows in the back of your house. Like how cool would that
yeah,
be?
Yeah, that would be really cool. It would be, especially like in the morning when the sun's coming up or whatever. I don't know. It would be great.
Well, not only would it be, you know, beautiful to open those and let the sunlight in the morning, but it would make you feel powerful in the morning as you're getting ready, right?
Absolutely.
To be able to be just Alexa, open those shades. And
yes.
Like, and it does.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would feel powerful.
Yeah, you have to stop by their showroom sometime because if you haven't seen these shades, they're amazing.
They're awesome. They're beautiful. It's the home for signature series shades.
Mm-hmm.
If you are ready for your spring cleaning, I know we're well into spring now, but if you're ready to you know spruce up your home for spring, head out there for your window treatment ideas and really all home decor ideas.
They're definitely
a full service shop. So go see our friends at Budget Blinds of Lee Summit. Tell them, Jay. Oh, I almost did it.
Oh, you did it
Tell
again.
Tell them Liesl and Nick sent you.
Dang.
A late happy birthday to one Jason Norberry.
Okay, happy birthday.
I miss him on the show.
Happy birthday.
I hung out with him a lot over the weekend, so
he's a good guy.
He's a good
guy. We like Jason.
We miss having him on the show.
We do.
Some days.
Some days.
Not
all days, though.
Some days. All right, Liesl.
Yes.
What's happening this weekend? What should people be putting on their calendars?
Well, first of all, today, of all days, is 501c3 day.
It is.
And there are so many great local nonprofits that we support in our community. What's one of your favorites?
Well, you know, look, I've been very active and vocal about my support of Downtown Lee Summit Main Street, Lee Summit Social Services. There are a ton of arts groups around.
Definitely.
Like, I really can't pick a favorite.
It is hard. There are so many great.
You meet Roberta.
Yes.
One good meal. I'm like, you're going to love her and you're going to want to be a part of it. And she also won't let you say no. But there's so many good ones. I just had an email conversation back and forth on some things going on with Summit Art coming up this month. Summit Theater Group. I love what they've got going. We've had the new director for the symphony out on this podcast.
Oh, he was great. And they really are doing a lot of work to just make those performances even more awe-inspiring. I just wanted to say awe-inspiring, but really.
I saw you pause, actually.
Yeah, like, I was really excited. I was like, this word actually fits within this sentence in the context in which I'm using. But I will say, you know, especially the food pantries right now, I was thinking about them a lot. So in the community, I know one of the food pantries said that like 62% more use from this year to last year. And so I think that's also a place like Lee Summit Social Services where, you know, it's really important that we think about those local pantries and, you know, we always have items that we can pick up when we're at the grocery store that they need and are, you know, something you can just add to the cart, even if it's just like a couple things.
Absolutely. You should, you know, contact, reach out to those social services, the other food pantries, yep. Cold water. Like, what do they need?
Yeah.
And it's a simple call. And I think, you know, that we've said it before. One of the main reasons we started this podcast in the beginning was to show how easy it was to connect with them.
Yes.
So just make the phone call. Reach out. You want to give a little bit of time. You want to donate some stuffs. You want to donate some money. Look, a nonprofit, they will accept checks.
Yes, they will. I think they do like the checks.
They do like that. And here's what I like too. A lot of them make it super easy now too. So you can just give them your card. And every month it just takes a little bit out. And so it's easy.
It is super easy
to just kind of put it into your budget. You know what? I'm going to give $10, $20 a month.
Well, and whatever, that's how downtown Lee Summit is right? too. Yeah. You know, downtown Lee Summit Main Street's the same way. I mean, I just have everything on like auto pay every month. And, you know, just give to them every month and feel good about it because they do so many incredible things in our community. So I think it's just a reminder this day of just all of the philanthropic causes that exist and giving to those in some way, like right. you said, time, talent, treasure, whatever it is, however you want to give.
And I think the key here is like, we can't give to everything.
No,
none of us can, but there is a group out there that will match your passion. Like your thing that you're passionate about. If you know, I'm a little nerdy and I like economic development type stuff. So downtown really appealed to me. I also live here and work here, so it's a part of my life. But like that was an easy one for me to get involved in. And so, you know, what's a thing? If it's the arts, there are so many groups that are Definitely. Doing that. If that's your thing, if schools, if education mm-hmm. is your thing, there's the Education Foundation, right? So it's very easy to look around the town and find your passion and you can put your efforts there. And it doesn't always have to be money.
No, I think it doesn't. It's
important to say that sometimes your time and your talent is as or more valuable depending on the time.
Right. And we all have skill sets. Obviously, most of us have some type of skill set that we've acquired over our lifetime. I would say all of us have. And your local nonprofits a lot of times end up needing that. I mean, I think about my human resources background. You know, I love helping the other foundations that I'm a part of or boards I'm on with HR stuff that they need. And it saves them money in the long run, right?
When
they need a nerd. Right. I'm there for them. But we all have that. And so like you said.
Yeah. And I won't name it, but there is a particular nonprofit here in town that asked me to come serve one time. And the first thing in my mouth was like, I would love to. I love what you guys do, but I'm not going to bring a lot of cash.
Right.
With me. And it was funny. The response was, yeah, that's okay. We really just want you to be obnoxious and vocal about what we're doing to people.
You know, absolutely.
Spread our message around the community.
Spread the message, yep.
I'm like, I can do that.
Absolutely.
I can do that. So I think you can find a group that shares passion with you and you can find a way that you can serve. And I think that's really what it's all about, is to be of service to the community.
Yep. I absolutely agree. So 501c3 day, just a good reminder to, you know, give in some way to a local nonprofit, whether it's your time, talent, treasure, whatever it is, find your passion.
Look one up, send a text, shoot an email, make a call, whatever, and just ask how you can serve.
Yeah, absolutely. So what else do we have going on this weekend, Nick Parker?
Hey, we've got, you know what?
Sunday.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, it
is. So there are
going
to be a
Cinco
ton
de Mayo.
Of celebrations
yes.
starting, you know, midweek, right, actually. But I think even on Cuatro de Mayo.
Oh, yes. May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yeah. If you want to celebrate Star Wars, you can do that,
too.
Oh,
yeah. You can do that. Yeah.
Diametric Brewing has Cuatro de Mayo, so that one of beers is Juan Moore. So it's Cuatro de Mayo with Juan Moore and friends.
Oh, nice.
Out there. You want to, hey, look, guys, even if you're not a beer fan, because I know not everybody is. They make their own sodas, and they have a great restaurant.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know they made their own sodas.
Yeah. That's pretty legit. My son is a huge root beer fan. He orders their root beer there. They do that. So, and Burn Theory Fire Kitchen is some fantastic food. So even if you're not a beer person, you might want to spend some time out there anyway. I heard across the street, we're at in the vault. At
yes,
Bridge
we're,
Space
we're
in
at
downtown.
The vault.
Across the street is El Plato.
Yes.
They're going to have 3 days of Cinco de Mayo celebration. They're putting a giant tent in the front parking lot of Bridge Space.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, food, music, lots of stuff going on. You want to come out. And you can go to Link to Lee Summit and check. There's a bunch of them listed in this week's upcoming events posting. But
yeah.
There's so much going on.
Oh, and if you're a stay-at-home kind of Cinco de Mayo person like me, you can always go down and support like one of our local liquor stores like Macadoodles and just, you know, get some margarita mix and make your own tacos at your house, too.
What's the taco fixin' at your house?
The taco fixin'? What do we have on the tacos?
How do you taco when it's taco night at your house?
Oh, we have taco boats.
Oh,
have you heard
nice.
Of taco boats?
I don't go that way very often.
Oh, I love the taco boats. So yeah, we do that.
Are you a straight chicken or ground beef, or do you mix it up?
We mostly do chicken or ground beef. What about you?
I love pork.
Okay, there you go.
So I really like to do pork a lot. I mean, you know, I like the standard Americanized, you know, beef taco.
I do too.
There's something good about it, but yeah, I know I love pork.
Oh,
my
good.
Wife loves chicken tacos.
Okay.
You know what we also
That's
like to
thing.
Do with that? Is,
What's that?
Take them, chicken tacos, cheese on top, throw it under the broiler for a little bit.
Oh, I bet it's really good. Yeah, that's a really good idea. Oh, and there's Libations and Company, too, if you want to spend time inside.
You want some jazz?
Yeah. Or you can, you know, just get some good margaritas. But also jazz, yes.
But also jazz. I did see that they've released their Almost Summer menu.
Oh, they have. Okay, so that's exciting.
Might have had a little date night there last weekend.
I'm gonna have to check that
out. So, you know, I'm just saying there's lots going on. Check out the upcoming events listing for this week at Link to Lee Summit. We do that every week with a little smattering of things coming up for the week here locally, just to keep you informed. If you want, you know, your business or your organization listed in there, let me know.
Yeah,
send us
absolutely.
A note. Reach out to us through Facebook or whatever. Send us an email, nick@linktoleesummit.com. I'll try to get those out there. I try to get everybody.
Yeah.
What else you got, Liesl? Anything else fun?
Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market.
8 a.m. Always 8 a.m. Also, if you get there early, I mean, if you manage to get there early, it's just not as crazy crowded.
But I don't want people to go early, though.
You don't? Why? Because then they're going to take your stuff because you go
they
late?
They might beat me.
Okay.
To what I want.
Okay. Well, Nick, I'm sorry. The secret to the farmer's market is getting there early. And I'm here to help other people,
not just me.
Yeah. But the other cool thing is not this Saturday, but the Saturday after. So Mother's Day Saturday, the 11th, there is the spring celebration at the farmer's market. So if you haven't experienced one of the celebrations at the farmer's market, they usually have like a really cool craft for the kids that they can be a part of. So downtown Main Street usually provides that. And it just gives, you know, some extra fun at the market. Sometimes they have like canvas bags. I don't know specifically what they have planned this year, but I think it's always a fun event
to
participate in.
It's always a little something.
Yeah.
You know, it's 8 a.m. to noon,
yes.
Wednesdays, Saturdays, get out there. And you said, you know, the next weekend is Mother's Day weekend.
Yes.
You know what I love to do?
What's
that? Tell your people, you know, since you are a mother.
Yes, go.
I like to go early to the farmer's market, and whatever I find there is what I make for Mother's Day meal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I like to forage.
Yeah, you're like doing the whole like farm to table for Mother's Day, huh?
Yeah,
literally.
I mean, it's
you're
fun.
Like,
you
yeah,
get,
that
get
is
some
fun.
Fresh stuff. I like to buy some flowers while I'm down there.
Yeah, that's genius.
And then and you just make a nice little meal based on what you can get out of the market.
That's a really good idea.
And I like the challenge too.
Yes.
I like the challenge of I've got to create a meal based only on what I can find.
Oh, that is kind of fun.
It's my own Iron Chef.
Yeah, you created your own.
Yeah.
I love it.
Because apparently they didn't want a no skills, not chef on their show.
Really? That's so surprising to me.
I know. It's really weird.
Isn't there like the worst cook show? But you actually can cook. So like,
I can cook. I'm just not a chef.
I feel like there's either one of two shows, the ones that like make fun of all of the really bad chefs, right. Not even chefs really. They can't really even bake or cook. And then there's like the legit people. So you're like somewhere in the middle on that spectrum.
There aren't a lot of good TV shows for middle of the road people.
No, that's true. And how many of us are mediocre in so many things?
Look, we're going to sign off here, but I think we could solve a lot of the world problems if most of us would just admit that we're mediocre.
We could. We are. We are all pretty mediocre.
We're you know what? Liesl?
Yes.
You're the okayest co-host I've ever had.
Thank you. You're not so bad yourself, Nick.
That'll wrap us up for this week. We'll talk to everybody next time.